Here at NPR, about 400 people work in our news division. We create a lot of programs, but not enough to fill 24 hours. Well, this next story is about an international 24-hour TV network in multiple languages. It's run by four brothers, age 31 and younger, with a little bit of help from their friends. It's called Nor TV, and its studios are in an industrial park just south of Oakland, California. The programming caters to Afghan Americans, and recently it went global, broadcasting to Afghanistan and around the world. Nate DeMeo recently paid a visit to Nor TV.
Yama Yousafzai is the president of an international broadcast company. But if he needs to be the gopher or event planner or PR guy or receptionist, fine.
Nor TV?
Hold on 1 second.
It's all in a 14, 16-hour day's work here at Nor TV. A few years ago, he was in law school. He says after September 11th, everyone in the media was talking about Afghanistan. But the Afghans weren't doing any of the talking.
I've been wanting to do something big for the community. What can we have to have a voice? And the only way that we could send our voice would be through media, TV. And I had no knowledge or experience or anything with broadcasting.
But his brothers did. His two youngest were starting out in video production. His oldest brother was doing some on the side when he wasn't working his good software job in Silicon Valley. So they were all hanging out one night, and Yama made a suggestion. They'd start a TV station. They'd produce all their own shows. They'd broadcast all over the world. The two youngest were in. Fayaz, the oldest, wasn't so sure.
Fayaz had his doubts in the beginning. He said, how's the community going to take it? Are they going to be supportive or not? I mean, look at us. We don't even speak a word of Farsi or, proper Farsi to be able to pull it off.
I told him, well, listen.
That's Fayaz.
Why are we trying to get into this list? We can have regular jobs, 9 to 5, where we don't have to worry about the headache.
Since their family fled Afghanistan and the Soviet Army in 1981, they'd hustled, strung together odd jobs and small business ventures, and eventually made it in America. Their parents own a house. All the kids have finished college.
Our family had gone through so much struggles, over the years, that now there's a time that we can just settle down and take it easy for a little bit.
But Fayaz, and importantly, Mom and Dad, were eventually convinced that the brothers could make this work, even if some people were skeptical. Here's Yama.
I started soliciting the elders of the community, and they all had doubts. They said, look at you, you're half of our age. How would you be able to pull it off?
But Yama argued that their relative youth, the oldest brother is only 31, was why they could pull it off. He said that the existing Afghan programs came from an older and maybe outdated perspective. He said they brought their tribal identities and ethnic biases with them to the U.S. But for their kids, those old divisions broke down thanks to things like high school and American pop culture. Plus, the broader culture sees them only as Afghan Americans and can't be bothered to learn distinctions of tribal identity or ethnicity. Yama wanted to bring this perspective to Nor TV and make some money doing it.
So now I switched over to this. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Nor TV launched last summer with a Something for Everyone schedule. There are shows in the major languages of Afghanistan. There are even a couple in Uzbek because no one was catering to the Uzbeks. There are kids shows, music shows, history shows, 5 or 6 shows about Islam.
So the religious guys usually when they, recite the Quran, they want like a little echo.
At the control panel today is Omar Popal. Monday through Thursday, he's at the studio working the cameras, the lights, the sounds, pretty much everything, for up to 8 live programs every day. They're usually call-in shows, like radio programs on TV. And they make liberal use of their chroma key, that technology that allows your local weatherman to look like he's standing in front of a weather map or a blizzard on your TV at home. So with a push of a button at Nor TV, a musician appears to be singing in front of an audience. This Quranic scholar appears to be sitting in a vast library.
Yeah, I could put him in Hawaii even if you want.
On Saturday nights, Popal is in front of the camera.
High five to another wonderful show. I see you guys watching in Afghanistan. Excuse us, but our Farsi is not that good.
Yes.
He's the co-star of the Timbo and Opie show, in which Omar Popal, TV's Opie, mostly stands around with a friend in front of a computer-generated background and laughs at inside jokes.
80% of the people out there in the Afghan community, either they've been a car salesman or they're a mortgage guy now. So we've done skits on both of those.
Popal assures me that the skits kill if you're Afghan. And the show is something of a hit. A mother has brought her 2 small girls into the studio to take a picture with their favorite TV star.
Everybody gather around.
Opie is starting to get fan mail and phone calls from Europe and Afghanistan. He's an international celebrity, thanks to 4 Afghan-American brothers in their TV station. in an industrial park in Hayward, California.
Thank you, guys. You guys make me feel like a rock star.
For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMeo.